Sir Alan has set Elton John his first task: to re-record his Candle in the Wind classic for a modern audience. But Sir Alan is not liking the progress on it so far.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever...
This is total garbage. Absolute garbage. Not very interesting.
Where lives were torn apart. You called out to our country.
Total piece of rubbish.
And you whispered...
I think I've heard enough. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Elton John, welcome to my boardroom.
One of the most spectacular plant houses in the world.
Believe it or not.
It's worth over £3.5.
Proud of your product?
Right, well...
Elton John,
while you've been away having your chat, I've been having a look at this...
Candle in the Wind.
Well, I don't know what to call it, really.
What the hell's gone wrong here? Anybody with half a brain cell would think to themselves, total rubbish, simple as that.
Maybe it's an enduring lack of confidence in your abilities.
No creativity, no design in it whatsoever. Your material was total rubbish.
I felt like I was in nursery school, being patronised and lectured.
Funny if it was in the middle of a Harry Enfield show. I'll give you that.
What I don't understand is the lack of logic.
Right, I'm not going to waste any more time on this. Candle in the Wind. Lousy, rotten. It would have stood out if it was on the fertiliser shelf or the cat food. That's where it would have stood out.
Yeah.
I don't know if this bleeding thing's gone to your head or what. One swallow don't make a summer. And you ain't done that great. Elton John.
Well, you going to have another drink?
Why shouldn't I fire you?
I could still snort you under the table.
I think you're the Cassandra of the team, frankly. Do you know what that means? You get it right and nobody else listens. They don't believe you.
I have a dilemma here. Either you have superior intelligence or you're just a bit of a troublemaker. It don't look too great for you. There's a taxi driver outside already typing your address in his sat-nav. You're well and truly on the ropes. Elton John, you are so close to going out that door. You got Margaret to thank, who's put that glimmer of doubt in my mind. You were so far out that door, you don't know, OK? Go back to the penthouse. Candle in the Wind was the thing that was always going to win the day. Nick is going to give you a private recital.
There's a basic flaw there, isn't there?
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow in our hearts. You wear the grace that placed itself where life was.